Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 18, verse number 23. Peter's just come to the Lord and asked him about how many times in a day should I forgive my brother? And Peter suggests seven times. The Lord says, no, Peter, 70 times seven, 490 in a day. And so the Lord makes it very clear about forgiveness is certainly to be an attribute of the children of God. He begins this parable telling about the kingdom of heaven and what it's likened to. He tells about this king that had many servants. And so let's read here in verse 23. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. Now, 10,000 talents, we know and we understand that that's an unpayable amount of money. There's just no way that a fella being a servant, a steward of the king, would ever be able to come up with such a debt. It's an unpayable amount, 10,000 talents, especially if it's 10,000 talents of gold or silver or something precious like that. It's just unpayable, an unpayable debt. Before as much as that he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold. So him, sell him, his wife, his children, all the things that he has, and we'll collect what we can with him. But the servant, verse 26, therefore fell down and worshipped the king, worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Now, it's his desire is to do what's right, and he's telling the king what is right for him to do, and he's desiring the king. He's looking for mercy from the king, is what he is doing. And that's what sinners need to do, is look for mercy from the Lord. And then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt, forgave him the unpayable debt. And so the desiring of the steward, the servant of the king, and his pleading with him that he would pay the debt in full and everything, it moved the king to compassion. And that's the way it is with us, is that we have a debt that's unpayable in our sin. And the Lord is a compassionate God for the repentant and not the rebellious. And so we need to come to the Lord in a repentant heart, in a repentant way, to admit to him, not that we will pay the debt, and understand that that's not the point, because we can't pay the debt, but desiring him, desiring mercy from him and help from him. And he's made that help that way through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so all that is very clear. But in this parable, it's revealed unto us that in the kingdom of heaven, the king is compassionate to those that desire him and those that look to him for the help that they need. And so we are to go to the Lord for what we need. He was moved with compassion, and that is the point at hand, and forgave him the debt. Now that the parable departs away and speaks about forgiveness and how forgiveness, the forgiven are to be forgivers also. And so it says here, and the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. This is like 100 pennies. This is like in our day, we would say he owes him a buck, which a dollar is just not much money, is it? $1 is just not that much compared to the 10,000 talents that he owed the king. And so he finds one of his fellow servants that owes him $1, 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And so he's violent with him. He takes him by the throat. He grabs a hold of him and demands that he pay. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. And so here his fellow servant says the same thing that he said to the king. Give me a little bit of time. Give me a little bit of time. Now, this debt was not unpayable. It was certainly possible for this other servant to be able to gain that much to repay his debt. And he said, just have some patience with me. I'll pay everything that I owe. I'll do it. And here's the sad thing. Here's the main message that the Lord wants us to get from this parable telling about the kingdom of heaven and how it is. In verse number 30, and he would not. Having been forgiven, he would not forgive, but went and cast him, the one that owed him 100 pence, the fellow servant, cast him into prison until he should pay the debt. Debtor's prison. He sent him to debtor's prison that he might pay him that 100 pence. He, having been the recipient of mercy, he, having been forgiven so much, was not willing to even just have patience with his fellow servant. So when his fellow servants, verse 31, saw what was done, when they knew what had happened, they knew what happened with him. He was at the threat of himself being sold, his wife being sold, his children being sold, all that he had being sold, and they would have been sold into debtor's prison that the king might collect. He desired the king and cried out for mercy from the king, and the king forgave him the 10,000 talents. But then when it came to his fellow servant that owed him 100 pence, he was not the same towards him. The king was merciful to him, but he was not merciful to his fellow servant. And so then the other fellow servants saw what was done. They saw what was done with him. They saw what was done with the second. They were very sorry. And it is a sad thing. It would be a sad thing to look upon, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. And so they went and reported him. They went and told the king what happened. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. You said, have patience. You said you would pay it all. You looked to me for mercy. And so I forgave you. I was compassionate and merciful and forgave you. He said, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant? Shouldn't you, being a recipient of great compassion and mercy, had compassion on your own servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So here, the fellow servants find out, they saw what was done with the one that owed 10,000 talents. They saw how he treated his fellow servant that only owed him 100 pence, a payable debt, his own debt being unpayable, not able to pay it in his lifetime. But the 100 pence could be paid in that man's lifetime, for sure. And he did not show mercy as he had received. And the king's expectation is for him to be merciful. And that's the way it is with us. The Lord expects us to be merciful as he is merciful, to be gracious as he is gracious. And so the Lord, the king, orders him to be delivered to the tormentors, to debtor's prison. So until he pay his entire 10,000 talent debt. Verse 35, the summary of it. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So now the Lord makes it very clear the heart and the very point of the parable. Peripheral things that we can understand and learn there. The compassion of the Lord, the great debt that we owe. But now the Lord is speaking unto Peter, and he's speaking unto the rest of the disciples. He's speaking to you and me that are saved. He says, our Father is going to do the same thing. My Heavenly Father is going to do the same to you if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother the trespasses. So now he brings it down, not just superficial forgiveness. Not superficial forgiveness, but forgiveness from deep within. Forgiveness from the heart. Forgiveness in a place that only God can see. Not just saying the right words in forgiveness, to say what's expected and to get the job completed, to get this laborious thing passed and get it, move on down the road, but to forgive from our hearts. To forgive before the Lord as the Lord sees in our hearts and what we harbor and what we do not harbor in our hearts. And so the Lord goes on to explain to Peter and to the disciples and to you and me the great forgiveness that the Lord forgives sinners with. And if you're here and you're listening to this broadcast and you're not saved, this is the kind of forgiveness that the Lord forgives with. To repentant sinners, to sinners that desire Him, to see their need and that their debt is great, unpayable. To understand that the Lord is telling the truth about your debt, that it is unpayable. It's unpayable by you. It's unpayable by any man, any descendant of Adam. But it is payable by the Lord Jesus Christ. And to cry out unto the Lord for mercy and for forgiveness. Repent. And the Lord, our King, is a compassionate and one that has great pity upon sinners like you and me. And when He forgives, He forgives. Our Lord, when He forgives from the heart. When Jesus has paid the debt of sin, it is indeed eternally forgiven. Eternally. And that's the way that we as the children of God should forgive too. If you're not saved, we point to our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the Savior that you need. Repent of your sins and believe and trust in Him and His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. We who are saved, may we be forgivers as our Lord is the great forgiver. May we be like Him and that it might be known that we indeed are His children. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.